A Million Miles in a Thousand Years, What I Learned While Editing My Life, by Donald Miller. A Million Miles in a Thousand Years is published by Thomas Nelson Incorporated and is read by the author.
If you watched a movie about a guy who wanted a Volvo and worked for years to get it, you probably wouldn't cry when he drove off the lot testing the windshield wipers. You wouldn't tell your friends you saw a beautiful movie or go home and put a record on and sit in a chair to think about what you'd seen. The truth is, you wouldn't even remember that movie a week later, except you'd feel robbed and want your money back. It makes no sense, then, that we spend years living those kinds of stories and expect them to feel meaningful. But we do. If you ask me, we are all being robbed. The truth is, there are principles that make up a good story, and wanting a Volvo isn't one of them. And the principles that make up a good story are important, because the same principles that make up a good story also make up a good life. This is a book about those principles. How I came to understand them, fight with them, agree and give in, and ultimately decide to edit my life.
Part 1. Exposition. Chapter 1. Random Scenes.
The saddest thing about life is you don't remember half of it. You don't even remember half of it. Not even a tiny percentage, if you want to know the truth. I've got this friend, Bob, who writes down everything he remembers. If he remembers dropping an ice cream cone on his lap when he was 7, he'll stop and he'll write it down. The last time I talked to Bob, he had written more than 500 pages of memories. He's the only guy I know who actually remembers his life. He said he captures memories because if he forgets them, it's as though they didn't happen. It's as though he hadn't lived the parts he doesn't remember. I thought about that when he said it, and I tried to remember something. And I remembered getting a merit badge in Cub Scouts when I was 7. But that's all I could remember.